Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. Government launches One Nation, One Subscription Scheme for seamless access to digital knowledge resources. Ministry of Defence declares 2025 as year of reforms to enhance combat readiness and technological advancements. New Year celebrations sparkle across the world, 2025 welcomed with joy and grandeur. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions over northern parts of the country. And in Hockey India League, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers to clash with Team Gunasekhar at Raurkela, Odisha this evening. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals, and academic content under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers, and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. Over 1.8 crore students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world. More than 13,400 international journals covering science, technology, engineering, medicine, mathematics, management, social sciences, and humanities are being made available to researchers under the first phase of the initiative. The principal scientific advisor, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, said that in subsequent phases of the ONOS scheme, there could be an expansion of access to private higher educational institutions and eventually to all individuals across the country who require such access.
फेज वन में हमने सारी रिसर्च सेंट्रल और स्टेट गवर्नमेंट की जितनी रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट्स, यूनिवर्सिटीज कॉलेजेस सबको मिलाया उसको एक्सपीरियंस करके हम फेज टू में हमारी जो प्राइवेट यूनिवर्सिटीज और कॉलेजेस हैं उनको हम देखेंगे कि कैसे मिलाया जाए फेज टू में और फेज थ्री जब होगा कि जब आपके कोई भी नागरिक देश का अगर वो नॉलेज को एक्सेस करना चाहता है कर पाए तो वो फेज थ्री होगा तो पहले तीन साल हमने फेज वन किया है उसके बाद फेज टू और उसके बाद फेज थ्री
The ONOS scheme, with a budget of 6,000 crore rupees allocated for a three-year period, is a centrally funded national consortium for electronic journal subscriptions. It will also provide central funding support of 150 crore rupees annually to benefit authors, enabling them to publish in selected high-quality open-access journals. The Union Cabinet approved the One Nation, One Subscription initiative on 25th November last year, aiming to position India within the global research ecosystem by simplifying access to research resources for all students, faculty and researchers in government institutions. The Ministry of Defence has declared 2025 as the year of reforms in order to give impetus to the ongoing and future reforms in the defence sector. On the eve of the new year, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a crucial meeting with all secretaries of the Ministry of Defence to review the progress in various key schemes, projects and reforms. Mr. Singh exuded confidence that the year of reforms will be a momentous step in the modernization journey of the armed forces. He said it will lay the foundation for unprecedented advancements in the country's defence preparedness. The focus of these reforms is to ensure that the armed forces are transformed into a technologically advanced, combat-ready force capable of multi-domain integrated operations. To achieve this vision, several key areas have been identified for focused intervention throughout 2025. These include bolstering defence manufacturing, improving infrastructure, enhancing procurement processes, and advancing the integration of emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, drones, and cyber warfare capabilities. The aim is to streamline operations, foster greater efficiency, and ensure the armed forces remain at the forefront of global military capabilities. Technology transfer and knowledge sharing between the defence sector and civil industries will be facilitated, promoting public-private partnerships by improving ease of doing business. Steps will be taken to position the country as a credible exporter of defence products and fostering research and development. Efforts will also be made towards optimization of welfare measures for veterans. The Indian Navy is set to commission three indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Vakshir, on the 15th of this month at Naval Dockyard, Mumbai. Commissioning of these three combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defense self-reliance and indigenous shipbuilding. According to the Indian Navy, all three platforms have been designed and constructed entirely at Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited in Mumbai, which is a testament to the country's growing self-reliance. It also shows the rapid progress made in warship design and construction, cementing the country's position as a global leader in defense manufacturing. The world has welcomed 2025 with grandeur and festivities as dazzling fireworks, cultural performances and joyous gatherings marked the beginning of a new chapter. The new year travels across different time zones, starting with Kiribati in the Pacific and ending in American Samoa. From Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. New Zealand's Auckland was among the first major cities to welcome the new year, with thousands enjoying fireworks and light displays. As the clock struck midnight in Sydney, Australia, the skies lit up with a breathtaking fireworks display over the Harbour Bridge and Opera House. Grand celebrations also unfolded across the cities in the country. In Mumbai, thousands gathered along the Arabian Sea promenade, while iconic spots like Connaught Place and Hoskars in Delhi buzzed with revelers. Security arrangements ensured safe festivities in the capital. Meanwhile, devotees visited temples and shrines nationwide to offer prayers for a prosperous year. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. Vice President Dhankar described 2025 as a momentous juncture in the country's republic journey. He mentioned that this year marks the entry into the final quarter of our constitution's centenary. He said that it is time for us to rededicate towards realizing the vision of constitution makers while advancing towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. Wishing the citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, Prime Minister Modi expressed the hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle, AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Mahakumbh Mela, celebrated as the world's largest spiritual gathering, is a breathtaking convergence of faith, culture and ancient tradition. Rooted in Hindu mythology, this sacred festival unfolds four times over 12 years, rotating between four revered cities in India: Haridwar, Ujjain, Nashik and Prayagraj. Each city is situated along the banks of India's holiest rivers. In 2025, from January 13th to February 26th, Prayagraj will once again become the heart of this magnificent celebration, drawing millions of pilgrims and visitors to witness a profound display of devotion, unity and India's vibrant spiritual heritage. A report.
Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj promises to be an unparalleled blend of devotion and innovation. With an estimated 45 crore visitor expected, comprehensive preparations are underway to ensure a safe and enriching experience for all. This year, Kumbh embraced cutting-edge technology to elevate the event. Digital land allotments, 360-degree virtual reality stalls and GIS-based map on Google are making participation seamless for devotees. The event will also feature a spectacular drone show with 2,000 drones narrating the legendary tales of Prayag Mahatmyam and Samudra Manthan, transforming the evening skies into a visual spectacle. Safety remains a priority, with advanced systems like AI-powered cameras, remote-control live buoys and underwater drones providing 24/7 surveillance. A dedicated cyber police station supported by 56 cyber warriors is in place to tackle online threats, ensuring the safety of pilgrims from across the globe. For the convenience of visitors, high-tech lost and found centers are being established to reunite missing individuals with their family through digital tracking and social media updates. Meanwhile, online booking for stays at the 10th city will open on January 10 via platform like IRCTC. Manal Saeed, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The year 2024 has cemented India's rise as a global sporting powerhouse, marked by a series of historic achievements across diverse disciplines. Sports have evolved from being a mere pastime to a respected career option, inspiring millions of young Indians to pursue their athletic dreams. a report.
The remarkable success in Indian sports is the culmination of sustained efforts under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership over the past decade, with landmark initiatives like Khelo India, designed to nurture grassroots talent, and the Target Olympic Podium Scheme TOPS, providing world-class support to elite athletes. In a significant move towards realizing Mr. Modi's vision of hosting the Olympic and Paralympic Games in India in 2036, the Indian Olympic Association IOA has officially submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee's Future Host Commission, marking India's formal bid for this prestigious global event. The Indian government's unwavering commitment to sporting excellence has been evident through a historic funding allocation of over 470 crore rupees for the Paris 2024 Olympics. Manu Bhakar created history by becoming the first Indian to win two medals at a single edition of the Olympics. Neeraj Chopra became the most successful individual Olympian after he claimed a silver medal in the javelin throw. India's most successful Paralympic campaign to date unfolded at the 2024 Paris Games, where Indian athletes achieved an extraordinary feat, securing a record-breaking 29 medals, 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze medals. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Himachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura can experience dense fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather office has also predicted ground frost conditions in Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The IMD said there will be no significant changes in the minimum temperatures over the Western Himalayan region and the plains of northwest India during the next 24 hours, but can witness a gradual rise of 2 to 5 degrees Celsius thereafter. Minimum temperatures over central India are likely to remain the same for the next 5 days. The Met Department has further predicted a fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 24 hours and in Maharashtra during the next 3 days. Movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 22 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 2 hours. Akashwani News brings you a glimpse of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Culture.
This year, the Ministry successfully hosted the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee in the National Capital. Inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the meeting was attended by nearly 2,900 international and national delegates from more than 140 countries. Moidams, the Mount Burial system of the Ahom dynasty, was inscribed on the World Heritage List as a cultural property this year. With this, India now has 43 properties on the World Heritage List. Further, the governments of India and United States signed the first ever cultural property agreement this year to prevent the illegal trafficking of cultural property and the retrieval of antiquarian objects to their place of origin. 300 more antiquities, which were handed over by US President Joe Biden to Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to the USA, are also in the process of shifting to India. The world's largest museum, the Yuga Yugin Bharat Rashtriya Sangrahalaya, is being developed at the North and South Block Secretariat buildings in New Delhi. India is collaborating with the French Museum's Development to develop the museum. The government recognized SMEs, Marathi, Pali, Prakrit and Bengali as classical languages, taking the number of classical Indian languages to 11. Priya Mondal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the Hockey India League, Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers will clash with Team Gunasika at Rourkela, Odisha today. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. Yesterday, Hyderabad Tufan secured a bonus point with a 5-4 shootout victory over Delhi SG Pipers after a 2-2 draw in regulation time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government launches One Nation, One Subscription scheme for seamless access to digital knowledge resources. Ministry of Defence declares 2025 as year of reforms to enhance combat readiness and technological advancements. New Year celebrations sparkle across the world, 2025 welcomed with joy and grandeur. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions over northern parts of the country. And in Hockey India League, Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers to clash with Team Gunasika at Rourkela, Odisha this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.